The business of reading a book for business. That's what this audioboo is about. So it's going to be about business, and it's going to be about reading books that are written especially about business. And that's what all this is about. Right. Let me start by telling you a couple of stories, a couple of short stories. I came to Cork in 2000 and the back end of 2005. And not very long after coming to Cork, I came across a guy who had an idea that appealed to me. And what he'd actually done was, as at the time it seemed to me, he'd set up a book club. This man had set up a book club. And I'd just come from a book club in the UK. But this book club was a bit different, that all the books that they discussed in this book club were about business. So the idea was that a number of people from business, the business world, would sit around just like an ordinary conventional book club, or so it seemed to me at the time. There'd be somebody would pick a book, you know, in the case this guy picked the books. You'd even be given a copy of the book. And you would talk to other people who are in business about this book. And the great thing about the idea at the time was that you didn't have to read the whole book, as far as I was concerned. In other words, my experience of book clubs was that once a month you'd gather and you had to have read the book. And that was a good thing, but it was hard work sometimes. In this case, particularly because it was about business, I didn't want to read a whole book. My style, it suited me to dip into business books. That's all I'd ever done. I'd hardly ever read a business book from beginning to end. But I'd dipped into an awful lot of business books. So that's the first part of the story, that I came across this great idea that you should, that appealed to me, that you should talk with other people about business books. Something would happen, I decided, if I sat around with other people. We'd have good ideas, or we'd have, at the very least, we'd have interesting conversations. Fast forward a few years, and the second part of the story is just finished. I've just left lunch with a woman in Cork, and the two of us are meant to read a book called Little Bets by a guy called Peter Sims. The subtitle of the book is How Breakthrough Ideas Emerge from Small Discoveries. So we meet in the Silver Springs Hotel, and we have an hour at our disposal, and we agree that first of all, the first part of the hour will be spent talking about my business, and the second part of the hour will be spent talking about her business. But before we do anything about that, we make small talk and we compare notes about how we got on with Peter Sims' book. And she hated it. She absolutely hated it and got nowhere with it and gave up on it. And I don't think she's going to read any more of it. Little Bets did not appeal to her at all. And as she was talking about it, I thought, that's normal, right? Some books appeal to some people, and other books appeal to other people. And she also told me that she'd read another book, which I'd also read, and that appealed to her immensely. So the previous book, which was also about business, appealed to her. But this particular one, Little Bets, you know, everything was off-putting. I, at the same time, was feeling completely different. But on the basis of a very little experience of the book. I have read hardly any of Little Bets, but I read the first 8 or 9 pages because I think that you can get 80% of the value of a business book in the first 2 chapters. That's what I believe. That's my own experience. And I'm sticking to it. You know, i.e. it's Pareto's law in operation. An author gives away the content of the book in the introduction, sets the scene, and so many times I have been able to imaginatively leap forward on the basis of the foundation that the author has given me, and much and all as I might love what is left in the book, they're elaborations of the ideas, further substantiation. And in Myers-Briggs terms, I'm highly intuitive rather than sensing. So I don't need much sense data in order to persuade me that something is exciting. It just appeals to me, and I go with the gut for the most part. So anyway, Little Bets appeals to me immensely. It appeals to me because, in case you're interested, it advocates a particular approach to building a business, which is that you don't wait for the idea to be fully formed and you basically experiment your way forward, and you try to fail quickly with things that aren't going to work. So I kind of feel that, having read the gist of this idea and an initial justification of it from Peter Sims in the very early pages, where he argues that that's how Google worked, and that's how... Well, he gives a number of other little examples. And I think, yeah, I can use that model, that way of seeing how Google developed. You know, that it didn't, you know, it wasn't born with Google AdWords, you know, in its womb. You know, the thing that got Amazon to really take off after a whole load of, you know, failure to advance, wasn't there at the beginning. So we got these two different approaches, this lady and I, at lunchtime. And the context I'm thinking about this is all to do with something hard that I'm doing. I really am, and this is the third part of this. I'm doing something really difficult, or I should say something that I find really difficult. I've had a life in business as a sole trader. I have had a life as a corporate warrior. I've worked in corporate 23 years as an employee in corporate. In corporate life, and a few other bits and pieces subsequently, a good number of years working as a consultant to corporates, but from the point of view of a sole trader. But I have never set up a limited company with another person, and that's a heck of an adventure and a challenge. So I find myself doing something that I'm out of my comfort zone, and as out of my comfort zone, I'm ripe for influence and experimentation and finding a way of doing it. And I'm definitely keen to fail fast in trying out new things. Mind you, the really hard part isn't for me about experimentation and setting up, trying out new things in this new company. The part I must admit that I find hard is that previously I could listen to everybody else's advice and I could then make my own decision, and the only person I had to really ultimately argue with was myself. In this particular case, I actually have to agree with my business partner across a whole range of issues, and that is a new and very exciting experience. Thanks a million for listening to this audio. I hope you found it enjoyable.